Today we've been talking about transporting hazardous materials, and while localities around the country argue about how best to transport those materials, the state of Texas is moving on a radical plan to change how it transports almost everything, the Trans-Texas Corridor. With us now from Dallas to talk about this proposal is Tony Hartzell, transportation writer for the Dallas Morning News. Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm okay. So what is this mega highway? What would it look like, and what would it carry? What kind of traffic would it carry?
Well, you're right. It is a mega highway. It's, the vision is as big as Texas, and we're talking toll roads for vehicles, truck lanes that will take care of your tractor trailers, passenger rail, freight rail, even the concept of high-speed rail, as well as utility lines that can be put underneath all of these different lanes that can carry water and, you know, fiber optics and everything else, all in one area. Or in some cases, the different modes could be split up as well.
And where is the impetus for this? Does Texas need another giant road running through it?
Well, you asked the perfect question. That's the debate going on right now. This road that they're talking about, the first one, would parallel Interstate 35, which is really, they call it, the economic spine of Texas. It connects Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and goes down into Mexico. It connects at the Mexican border. And it's the source of a lot of the truck traffic that comes from Mexico, a lot of the freight traffic. And there is a lot of debate and concern about how to take care of all the trucks and the traffic that is on this road already.
So how much of this plan for a new road is on the drawing board, and how much of it is reality at this point?
Well, there's no reality yet, but they have accepted a proposal from a Spanish firm, Cintra, which has a partner here in Texas, Zachary, out of San Antonio, and they have proposed a $7.2 billion plan, and that's just for the first part of the Interstate 35 parallel route. That's just for a toll road, basically, from North Texas to San Antonio with a little bit of rail relocation in there and some money to do other things that haven't been identified yet.
So this is a private plan. This is not the state of Texas using federal transportation or state transportation dollars.
Yeah, you got it. It is private money. All of this $7.2 billion proposed right now. Granted, the devil's going to be in the details.
Uh-huh.
All of the $7.2 billion is coming from Cintra and Zachary, which is the way they model these projects, or the way they do these projects in Spain and other European countries already.
Does Texas have any toll roads at this point? Do you think that would go down well in Texas?
It depends on where you are. North Texas, here in Dallas and Fort Worth, the area has accepted toll roads. Even in Houston. Houston has quite a few toll roads. But there is serious opposition to some toll roads, not necessarily this toll road, but other toll roads down around Austin and San Antonio. It depends on the community, but there's, I guess, a mixed acceptance of it.
And are the objections so far, are they largely economic, or are there also environmental concerns that we're talking about here?
There's a little bit of everything, economic, environmental, just the property rights question. The Farm Bureau of Texas, which has a lot of political power, has at this point has come out against the Trans-Texas Corridor proposal, because what it would do is take a lot of farmland and divide up farms and make them less valuable to farmers. So there is opposition in many different areas forming right now. Some of it here in Dallas, there is a group that has some Dallas City Council members that have raised questions, not necessarily formally opposing it, but there is opposition both from the farm and the big city.
How about the political establishment? I take it the governor is behind this proposal.
Yes, this was his big plan that he announced a couple of years ago, and it's been slowly gaining momentum in the past couple of years. And with this first acceptance of the proposal from Cintra a couple of months ago, it's really gotten a lot of people's attention again. Now, the first projects wouldn't even be built right now. It wouldn't be until 2009 at the earliest, and a toll road from Dallas to San Antonio wouldn't be done for 10 more years. But it's getting a lot more attention now that there's a company and the money that's being proposed for this thing.
Any idea about how much faster you could drive from Dallas to San Antonio on this road?
Hey, well, the great part about it is you could drive 85 miles an hour on this thing. That would be the speed limit. The state legislature set up this special speed limit for this road, or these roads, Trans-Texas Corridor, which could be other routes as well. So you could be driving 85 miles per hour from here to El Paso or here to San Antonio, and you could shave off about 30, 45 minutes if you drive 85 miles per hour all the way down to San Antonio.
Probably get people coming to Texas just to drive that fast legally.
It does sound nice.
Anyway, thanks very much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Joe.
Tony Hartzell is the transportation writer for the Dallas Morning News. He came to us, unsurprisingly, from Dallas, Texas.